Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Let's talk about the outdoors. Let's go straight up to Lake Texoma on the Texas-Oklahoma border. My friend Bill Carey with Striper Express is standing by. He's going to tell us a good place to go striper fishing. Bill, thank you for being here, buddy.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all up there in radio land.
We're here listening with bated breath. Striper fishing is good. I know this, folks. Bill, it's a lot. You were telling me before, and you sent me a bunch of pictures. There's a lot. Instead of those one big old schools in the summer that's going to probably happen, one huge school, there's a lot of school in action all over, which it kind of makes it easy to find the fish, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, things are good, Luke. It's right here at the end of May, and my goodness, it's our favorite month of the year, and it's going to finish with a bang. They're out there catching fish so good this morning. It's awesome.
Yep, and folks, Bill is tied in. He runs, actually, Striper Express is, to my knowledge, the biggest guide service up there in Texoma. But you've got a team of guides, and all you guys are connected, and you're kind of the hub of the wheel, Bill. So you're hearing from all these people around, and instead of one guide being on a bunch of fish and everybody running to him, it's this more the current pattern. Everybody's got their own school of fish, right?
Yeah, that's nice. When they share information, I'm very big on that, sharing information. They're not having to follow each other. They're just telling what each other's doing in case they need it.
Yeah.
The old man says, there's no heroes, no zeros. We all share.
That makes for a – and it honestly, it's on slower days. Right now, you don't have to worry about finding them. But on when fishing gets challenging for the average fisherman, that's a big feather in the hat, isn't it, to be able to follow somebody, say, hey, they're over here, and everybody, yeah, that's one reason y'all are consistently in fish. What kind of baits right now, Bill? Top water early, I know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, still good old pencil popper, whopper plopper, and then they're using a lot of swim baits. They'll subsurface catch that thing when they quit surfacing, and they'll be staged. You know, like I said before, if you're in a 50-foot of water, you may have a 30-foot column of fish. Just cast that jig out there. Don't throw it over the moon. Mm-hmm. Just get it out there and let it fall, and then start to retrieve and hold on because they are hungry, and they're all back in the main lake. Things are good. Those pictures I sent you were all in the last week, and they were all good 7 to 9 pound fish.
Oh, man. I saw one picture you sent of one that looked like he'd weigh close to 20 pounds. So I know you can't catch those every day, but a lot of the bigger fish are being over 20s, a lot of those being caught.
Yes, sir.
On top water. These long runs that we're accustomed to in years past, start down on the lower lake by the dam and go up for a mile sometimes. It's kind of cool that you're not having to worry about that now, but do you think that'll set in later, the standard pattern? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That'll start, you know, mid-June and then peak in July. Uh-huh. You know, the big schools all over the lake surfacing for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and then they stay grouped up, they sound, and they stay grouped up, and we rip slabs. So that's just right around the corner. That's the next season of our topwater season.
And the only way you know this kind of stuff is to have been there, and you've been here 42 years fishing these stripers. Folks, you can contact Bill and Striper Express online, striperexpress.com, and the phone number's there. If they want to call you, Bill, we've got time to leave the phone number, so how about doing that?
Yeah, folks, you can call us at 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
Thank you, Bill. And folks, we're out of time. I hope maybe you can't make it to Texoma right away. Hopefully you can get down here, but hope you can get out and catch a fish, get out in the outdoors and enjoy yourself. Till next week, be safe in the outdoors, folks. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.